This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, avoiding hidden shirk. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today's weather is so bad. Hang on, what did you just say? Today's weather is so bad. Watch out, this may amount to a form of hidden shirk. What? Where is shirk in this statement? Well, if you examine the statement carefully, you'd realize that this comment alludes to be an objection on the will of Allah. Allah is the one who decided today's weather to be like this. We have to be very careful and vigilant. It may be easy for most of us to protect ourselves against open shirk, but it is at times very difficult to protect against the hidden shirk. How can we avoid committing hidden shirk is something we will talk in the second half of the segment. But before we go there, I would like to think about this example once more. You know, how many times in our lifetime do we say things like, this weather is so bad. I hate this weather. I don't like this weather. Just one example, huh? This amounts to a form of shirk. We are objecting on the divine decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this weather in today's date or today's date in such a way. We're objecting on Allah. How many a times we have, you know, complained against Allah that why in the world this evil thing happened to me? Why me? Again, it is a form of hidden shirk, polytheism. These are minor things on the surface level, but once you dig deeper into it, they are serious issues. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the hidden shirk, polytheism, which is shirk through showing off. One of the ways in which we become polytheists is when we do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then we start showing off to others. Today's weather is so bad, we gave that example before the break. It is a form of hidden shirk. Okay? Now, we raised a question before the break, and that is, how can we avoid committing hidden shirk? Well, the answer to that is that it requires a higher level of vigilance and watchfulness to avoid committing hidden shirk. The higher we go in our spirituality, the more difficult it becomes to maintain our faith. And hence, a high level of constant surveillance is required to protect us from falling in this trap of shaitan. Attentiveness is the only solution to protect us from committing hidden shirk. We have to be cautious. It's that simple as that. Everything we say, every gesture that we make, every, you know, message that we type, we have to be careful and cautious. We need to be mindful of this fact that, you know, we don't end up committing or saying something or writing something that amounts to being hidden shirk. We need to practice a certain level of self-awareness. A believer can't just walk around saying, look at his nose, it is so ugly. Be careful. You may just have committed a hidden shirk because Allah is the one who created this person's nose like this. So watch out, brothers and sisters. Do not commit hidden shirk.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.